The presidential race between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump is still a toss-up. 50% of likely voters support Harris, and 48% support Trump. That's according to a new NPR PBS News Marist poll out today. You can check out the full results at npr.org. Now, the survey also asked a number of questions about voting itself. NPR voting correspondent Miles Parks is here in the studio to get into all of that with us. Hey, Miles.
Hey, Juana.
So, Miles, this poll had a pretty alarming number for the people who actually run elections. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so voters were asked specifically whether they were concerned there would be voter fraud in this year's general election. This is something that has never been found to be a widespread issue in American elections. In 2020, audits, investigations, studies all failed to find evidence of systemic voter fraud. Still, a majority of Americans, roughly 6 in 10, say they are concerned it's going to happen this year, which seems to indicate two things. One is that former President Trump has been a really effective messenger on this, getting this message out into the minds of voters. Two, election officials have not been able to alleviate doubts from voters about the security of their systems, despite 4 long years of trying.
Miles, I have to imagine that since former President Trump has been so vocal about fraud, this is more so Republicans driving these doubts?
Right. We're seeing a very large partisan breakdown here. 88% of Trump's supporters say they're concerned about fraud in this year's election, compared to 29% of those who support Democratic nominee Kamala Harris.
I do feel like we've talked quite a bit over the last 4 years about the work that election officials have put into educating voters. You've been covering this closely. What do these numbers in this new poll tell us about all of that?
So experts have always said that they felt like the way candidates talk about the elections process probably plays a bigger role in elections confidence than the way voting officials communicate. This is probably further evidence of that, considering Trump is still falsely saying the 2020 election was stolen and indicating that he thinks that the 2024 election will be rigged in some way. But voting officials have spent so many hours trying to communicate about the security of their processes, and it is just not clear that has made a dent in this. I talked about this at an event recently with Stephen Richer, who's the Republican County Recorder in Maricopa County, Arizona.
This conversation is so much deeper than even the mechanics of election administration. It's more about how do you convince someone of the truth? How do you persuade people? How do you build a social collective truth?
Those were really hard questions in 2020, and they are still really hard questions.
Right. And Miles, we know voting isn't just one day. It's a whole season. It's already begun in many states this year. So how are voting officials planning, knowing that they've got all the skepticism out there?
Well, there is a really good data point in this poll as well that points to something I've heard from a lot of voting officials when it comes to what actually works here. 80% of voters said they do trust the elections in their own communities. And Tina Barton, who's a Republican former election official from Michigan, told me that is key, that reminding people that voting is a local thing is a really important way to build back trust.
These are people that you know, people who live and work in your neighborhood, go to the same church you do, your kids play soccer together, all of these things. And this is still a neighborhood transaction.
That said, Barton is also working to coordinate between election officials and law enforcement, because we know this sort of skepticism can lead to threats. It can lead to violence, which we've seen so much against election officials in the last few years. Both Richer and Barton have faced death threats in recent years.
NPR's Miles Parks, thank you.
Thank you.